This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN.
Factor 75, get fresh meals delivered to your door. Use code MMA Nuts for $40 off your first 2 weeks.
Liquid Web, save 34% off for 3 months with code MMAN34 off. Vitamin World, get 10% off with code MMA0810.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 394!
394!
My name is Inga Weigel.
Back with the MMA show. By the fans, for my fans, walking the line between serious.
Oh, you
faked me. Faked you out that time.
And ridiculous.
But faked myself out. Maybe I missed.
Okay. He's too amped up. He's pumped. Are you pumped?
Fuck yeah!
It's gonna be a good show.
Here you go. Do you have any Scheisse for the Kaiser?
I do not. But let me talk to you about an interesting fact I learned in class. I'm in grad school for psychology, and there is actually a device which some men get later in life when they have problems with their erections, and they insert these rods into the penis, and you pump that shit up. Have you heard about this?
I've heard about this like 30 years ago. It's, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, apparently the technology has not been improved.
And they
still do this. So when you say pump up, that's what I picture. Like a dude
pumping. Like a fucking Reebok pump. Remember yeah. when those shits came out?
No,
man?
They take your testicles out. The right side pumps it up. The left side deflates it. They put like a two. Yeah, they remove your testicles.
What shit is this?
It's like an on and off thing. Fucked up. But apparently, you know, if you want to have a little intercourse and you can't get it up anymore, even with the drugs.
So the drugs don't work. You got to go to fucking mechanics.
The Verve. The Verve. They sang that song. Drugs don't work. Remember that song?
No.
Okay. It's a very sad song.
But I'm confused because if that shit doesn't work and you're using drugs, I want out. Why are you living then?
No, the pump will work. Guaranteed to work.
But, I'm saying.
There's one small problem. So that it pumps, you know, this part is all pumped up, but the head is very sad. That's what, like you have this like firm
just fucking,
penis
just kill
with
me
a very
I
sad
no
head.
Part of this
That's what
action.
I said. If my
no
dick part. Don't work anymore, I'm done.
No.
Game over. Put a fork in me.
This is a great way to start a show.
It is. Thankfully, both of our dicks are working just fine. So let's talk about something.
UFC Thank 227.
You. All right.
Which happened last week. We're off a week. We're back. Thank you for coming back again.
We're back with a vengeance.
That's right. So what do you think the pay-per-view buy rate was when you had two rematches in weight classes people aren't very fucking excited for?
185.
Surprisingly higher.
265.
Surprisingly higher.
What? 500?
No, not that high. But 300,000 is wow. the initial report. And sounds high, doesn't it, for like the little
yeah.
guys?
Yeah, yeah, no.
And I don't know who's pulling that. If you have TJ Dillashaw and Cody Garbrandt as the main event, and you have Mighty Mouse versus Henry Cejudo as a co, but it's also rematches for both guys. And briefly, let's talk with the Mighty Mouse and Cejudo. Cejudo got the win. Moving right along.
Thank you. You're going to ask me questions.
No,
questions.
I was just fucking hey, good care. For him. And the only thing I wanted to say is, man, maybe I wonder if Mighty Mouse is kicking himself for not taking that super fight now, because now that shit is up in smoke. Who the fuck wants to see the guy who lost at 125, who's no longer a champion, to fight the 135-pound champion?
Nobody.
Right?
Nobody.
That may have cost him,
probably,
I don't know, a million
probably
bucks.
One guy that wants to see that.
Because now Cejudo's talking shit, saying he would either go up or he's willing to, he wants the super fight mm-hmm. right off the bat. I'm like,
let
see,
him have it.
That's what, if you're a true fighter, I'm not going to say if you're a man, if you're a true fighter, you're willing to go up a class or down a class and fight anybody. Fuck, I got to break a record, I got to do this, I got to do that. Who cares, right?
He wants the money, he wants to get paid.
Yeah.
Prize fighter.
Exactly.
Paid a man his money.
And then you had TJ Dillashaw and Cody Garbrandt. And fucking same result, right?
Yeah. That's all we got to say about that.
Well, I'll just say that Dillashaw said he did the homework on scouting. And I think Garbrandt came into his fight way too emotional. Again, won't do the glove touch. And he's just bombing right hands. And they said whenever he throws the right hand, he drops the left. So he was just waiting, counter, counter, counter. It was the same fucking three times. He did the same thing.
Yep. Smart man, that TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah.
What's next for him?
Exactly. I don't know. These weight classes, it's confusing. I think there's a lot of talk of Dominic Cruz.
wouldn't mind seeing
coming
that.
Back.
Yeah.
It's challenging.
I think DJ can go up or down. I think he's the kind of fighter who can do whatever he wants within two or three weight divisions of, you know, like,
yeah.
He can probably go in three weight classes. I don't know that he would, but, you know, I think it seems like everybody gets a belt and then they want to fight in a different weight class. What's up with that?
Except for Mighty Mouse. Everyone else that's smart will do that.
Yes. But Mighty Mouse has been at that weight forever, so.
Right.
Now, is he going to move up?
I don't know. He might retire now, for all I know.
Still got the Xbox sponsorship?
Yeah.
Good. Good for him.
He's got some kind of, it's Twitch. I don't know if it's on. Yeah.
Making money doing that.
And then Cody Garbrandt had something to say that theorized in the past about immediate rematches. He said the UFC wants him to be the champ, so that's why they gave him the immediate rematch. Mm-hmm. So hold that thought. And then Stipe Miocic tweeted this one out. And he just says, weird. And this is a quote from Daniel Cormier talking about Demetrius Johnson. It says, if Demetrius Johnson doesn't get a rematch, there's no hope for any of us in the entire world, because that means that nothing you could ever do will warrant getting an immediate title shot, quotes, rematch.
I don't know if I'm confusing. What does he mean by that? Why, because he was champ so long?
Yeah.
But I don't think he was exciting and obviously not a pay-per-view draw, so the UFC, they're going to give him the Jose Aldo treatment. Have a nice life, thanks.
Right.
Thanks for making us all this not money.
And exactly.
Be gone. So, I mean, I think we saw him, was it in Chicago? Did we see him? Yeah, we saw him fight in Chicago. It's kind of exciting live, but on the pay-per-view card, it just on TV, I
don't
know.
It doesn't translate.
No.
It's the cage. The cage is the biggest problem. Like, you have that small cage, and I say it a million times, WEC. How many boring fights? It's because that tiny cage. Smart. You have the little guys in the tiny cage, and it's exciting then. But you have a huge cage. I think everybody in the huge cage.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
Maybe he goes to Bellator.
Who? Mighty Mouse? I don't know. They're getting rid of all the lighter weight classes.
Smart move. That Scott Coker.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
So Scott, where do you want to go next? Let's get out of this UFC 227. You were going to talk about Bellator. Didn't you have something about Bellator?
Oh, yeah. Well, Bellator, I was. That's why I brought up Coker. So Eddie Alvarez choosing to shop the market at this moment. And I think the UFC has a clause in the contract where they get a set amount.
I think it's a 90-day window.
Yeah, where they can kind of do their own thing, where they can negotiate without interference from anyone else. And Coker kind of said, well, if Eddie Alvarez is interested and he's not under any contractual obligations, we are very much interested in talking to him. So I kind of like that. I think it would be smart for him to take that, in my opinion. Wait out the 90 days, say no to the UFC a bunch of times, and then go over to Bellator and be like, hey, sign me up.
Well, it depends how they're treating him. When he first came in, I think they had to match the Bellator contract, and when they published what he was making, it was like crazy money and signing bonuses and vehicles and checks. I don't even know what else he got.
Well, wasn't it Bjorn Rebney still running the show back then?
Yeah,
and there was
a
lot of bullshit relating to him.
Yeah.
But Coker's a much, much nicer guy, so I mean, I think he can make it work. I mean,
that's the thing. It doesn't seem like the UFC cares if they lose people at this point. If you're going to let Roy McDonald and Gegard Mousasi go, it's pretty much, with exception to who they're going to keep, is Conor McGregor, Diaz Brothers, Cyborg. And it's like they don't even care if the people are fighting. They just care as long as they're not fighting for a competitor. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll just tie them up. Fucking, you know, Diaz Brothers sit out for years. Cyborg, they don't make a fight for a year.
Years.
Years. Yes. Conor McGregor, he makes them a shit ton of money, but he doesn't fight in fucking MMA
for a year.
He's going
to fight soon, a couple months.
So we'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, I think it would be a smart move.
Yeah.
Go back, right?
I think so.
And, and you think about how deep 155 is, I don't think the UFC is even going to try to keep him.
No.
I really don't.
Makes no sense.
No. They have like 700 guys on their contract now.
Yes,
keeps multiplying every week.
It does.
And we'll just stick with Bellator. They just released we were talking about the bracket for the welterweight tournament. So they finally released it. So and they actually did it the way I was hoping for, where they kept Striker preliminary on the one side and grapple fuckers on the other side. So You have Douglas Lima versus, I can't see, Korshkov, if I pronounce that right. You have Paul Daly versus MVP. Gracie versus Ruth, and Roy McDonald versus John Fitch. And there's an alternate fight of Lorenz Larkin and a Russian dude. So, based on this layout, who do you think we're going to see in the finals?
I like Rory McDonald and Paul Daly.
That's interesting. You know, when I look at that MVP versus Paul Daly fight, I actually think Paul Daly's going to go for takedowns.
You think?
It's crazy because the shit that MVP does, and then this will be a good match with striker versus striker. I don't want to see a fucking bullshit takedowns, but this is a fight to see where does he stand.
Yeah, I agree. The matchup, I think, will be interesting because I think...
But Lima and this guy are tough as fuck, too.
They are very tough.
When you get to that semifinal match, it's anybody's game. And if any of those guys decide to take whoever that guy is down, they're fucked.
Yeah,
because Paul Daly on his back, good luck.
Touch screen?
No.
that was weird how that just happened.
I know. Like, what the hell just happened? It just shot up. Mm-hmm. And then on this side, like, that first fight... I do like McDonald going all the way, and I think that's the best matchup is you put McDonald against John Fitch, mm-hmm. so you can say, John, we put you in the fucking tournament. I know you got knocked out, but hey, these things happen in MMA, man.
In MMA, they do. They happen, even in Bellator's.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about Bellator.
Can we segue away from Bellator?
Sure.
Let's talk a quick second about Shogun.
If you don't mind.
So, you know, as you know, he didn't fare so well in his last fight. Went back home, had some time to think.
Yep.
I think his family, some concern over his career.
Why?
Well, you know, been knocked out a few times. Not looking so
but
fast.
But he's a champ, double champ, or something like that. Not in that.
But he said he's going to fight out his contract. He's got 3 fights left. He wants to fight before the end of the year, as quick as possible, get back in there. And it sounds like he might be leaning towards retirement at that point. Not now, which we think, at least I think, might be in his best interest. Is maybe, you know... the call it quits, or to only take, like, classic fight, something exciting, don't try to go for belts. I don't see him winning the belt. But,
No, and I think that last fight, we were hoping he was going to win, because then Cormier said he would have gone back to 205 to fight the Shogun, and obviously that's not going to work out well for Shogun, but he at least would have got paid, and maybe could have said, hey, I made enough money in this fight that I'm going to check out, but I'll tell you what, even if he fights these 3 fights out, I don't think he's done. I think he's still going to go over somewhere else.
Yeah, it's funny you brought that up about the money. I think for him, it's just like a lot of these aging fighters, they need the money. You know, they need to
look at Chuck Liddell, right?
So I have a feeling we're going to see him fight for quite a while, and it kind of breaks my heart because, you know, I like him, and I just don't see him faring well against these young guys.
No, and that... could prove the argument out for the senior league. You know, if we're gonna continue fighting, and speaking of senior league, I just saw there was a post of Tito Ortiz was training with Alistair Overeem.
Ooh.
A little wrestling action. Ooh. But why not make the senior league? All these guys don't want to fight.
No,
and if they're gonna fight older guys. Don't UFC this shit and get thrown to the lions.
Do it
the
belt.
Yeah. Like, to quit building a name. Like, Damian Maia is going to get so fucked here of late, you know?
I'd like to see him in Bellator.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Because they know how to treat the aging guy. They make the right matchups. The UFC does, they're just selling you out.
Yeah, that man wants a belt, though. He wants that UFC belt. I don't know that he's going to ever get it. You might as well collect some money along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Damian.
And have a chance to be successful over there. Mm-hmm. More successful. I mean, he's like, what do you want to say, forever many years in the top 10?
Yeah.
Like, has he ever even drifted? I don't think he's even drifted out of the top 10.
No.
And I don't know how many people can say that for as long as they've been in the UFC to be in the top 10 for X amount of years. He's probably one of the guys that's been there the longest, and you think maybe GSP and other former champions. Mm-hmm. Anderson Silva, John Jones. Well, John gets taken out because... oh, he's fucking ineligible to fight.
He's in and he's out.
Right.
And then he's in again. And out again. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, you want to talk about him?
John Jones, please.
All right. So, 2018, I know I have to skip around. He has not been drug tested for the entire year, 2018. No use out of drug testing.
But he's in the pool.
He's in the pool. Of course. And I thought he was drug tested. He's doing a breaststroke, in case you laters are watching at home.
Oh, the breath.
Hey, easy.
Oh, sorry.
Those things are delicate.
Yeah, it depends.
Well, true. So, John Jones, not drug tested. 2017, I think he was drug tested 11 times.
Wow. Okay.
We'll start with a hard S and go to 11.
What happened here?
I don't know. And remember that picture I showed you a few weeks ago with him in a Walmart and how sloppy and flabby he looked like? This is what he looks like now.
Oh, damn.
And I'll just tell you this. Jawline, traps, neck.
Looking quite beefy there, Matt. I think he's going to
heavyweight. Has all the signs of steroids. Allegedly.
And going to heavyweight.
Yeah, that too. Hey, Daniel Cormier, you think you're going to fucking move up to heavyweight? I'm coming to get you.
I think he's going to go the Frank Mir route when Brock was champ. Remember how he was like, I got to bulk up.
Bigger is better. I am coming for you.
It's just like.
Literally.
Got huge. That was crazy.
Who else is looking huge lately?
Husamar Palhares. There's a picture of him floating around. I can't stop laughing. He's gigantic, man.
I don't know if he's going to fuck me or serve me like the best Italian pasta primavera from yes. fucking DeLuciano's that I've ever had.
Little mustache, little cut in his hair. I don't know. He said he's
a legend.
Apparently, his friend is a stylist, and they did it for a joke. You know, but I don't know. It looks
very threatening.
It looks interesting, but it looks scary at the same time. But just the arms, dude. His arms are like as big as my legs. It's so crazy.
The forearm is what's most frightening. That's bigger than a Popeye forearm, for fuck's sake. It's not right.
He's gonna be ripping people's legs off.
Oh my god,
that's so crazy.
You tap? I don't feel it.
I don't feel nothing.
Oh my god.
So, anyways, yeah.
I gotta scroll
what else
back.
You got?
I got a lot.
I'm very itchy.
Why? You're wearing a hat. What's up?
I don't know. The lights.
I know. They're very bright and aggressive.
Yes, they are.
So they announced Nate Diaz versus Dustin Poirier.
I like it.
For UFC 230 at Madison Square Garden.
They never did this before? For some reason, I thought they fought.
I know. They didn't. I looked it up. They never fought before, which is weird. You would have thought. Because Poirier, I think, was floating around at featherweight for a while.
Ah.
And then he moved up to 55.
Okay.
I think
okay.
he was doing that back and forth for a little bit.
Okay, gotcha.
So finally he's back. And then there was like some weirdness of Nate saying, I'm not going to fight, because at the same press conference, they also announced Conor McGregor versus Khabib Nurmagomedov for UFC, 229 on October 6th. And the rest of that card looks like shit. I don't know what else to say about that.
Well,
it's
McGregor,
right?
McGregor's supposed to get like some kind of like ownership money on that card or something.
Dana said he's not going to get that ownership cut or the piece of the UFC, but they're paying him so ridiculous.
Maybe that's why no one else is on the card. They can't afford to.
Seriously. Like, what do you think he's going to pull if that boxing match? Would he net $100 million?
Yeah, I think he tops $20 million probably. Because GSP at one point a few years back said he made like over 10, right? If I recall correctly.
But I think sponsorship money was huge for him. Because he had like all the Gatorade. I think he had Nike. Like all the marquee brands GSP brought.
Okay.
I don't know. That would not surprise. I was going to say 10, but 20.
I think he's going to
may
20.
Not be out of the realm of reality, right? Because
no.
You got to say any pay-per-view buy rate is going to be over $1 million. Guaranteed.
Should be.
Guaranteed.
For McGregor, easy.
And will that be the biggest one?
Ever?
Him and Nurmagomedov.
No.
Will that be the biggest one?
I don't think so. I think there's not enough other fight, unless they change up the card. But it'll be interesting to see how much pull McGregor actually has, because if he's the only marquee fight, what if they do $1.5 million in pay-per-view?
Well, think about the Russian contingent for Nurmagomedov,
though. Oh, good point. Oh, you're talking global pay-per-view buys.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Interesting. Because you have the thing that you have is you have two countries, you have warring countries right now. You have Ireland and Russia, and they're...
It's like Rocky IV, man. This is awesome.
I know. Okay. So it's like, holy shit. They may, question. I don't, I almost want to say 2 million, but it really...
That would be
I
insane.
Feel like both guys on their own is 1.25. If you stack the card... Now we can edge it up. We might be able to hit 2.
2 million?
We might. Yeah. You're 1.25 right now. Okay. Remains to be seen. So then I'm going to go to the phone. This one's going to take
He's calling
while.
In.
I got to phone a friend.
You got to phone a friend?
Yeah.
All right. Should I talk about something else while we're talking?
It's up to you. I mean, I can get this pretty quick. Get it done. I will say, so... Nurmagomedov's had an interesting week. So apparently there was a video of him giving homeless people money to do push-ups, and him and his cousin are laughing about it, and then there's like some bullshit going on. I'll show you said video.
Well, they're doing push-ups for money.
Yeah. And this got a lot of national attention. Forbes wrote an article about this.
Why?
Like, how disrespectful it was, and this is disgusting because they're
is this in the US
fucking
or
mocking US? People. I'm assuming it's in the US. But they're like, oh my God, they're mocking the homeless.
They are kind of mocking the homeless. They also gave me the money. I'm torn.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am totally okay with this. This is where I stand on this. Let's just talk about the homeless. We've had a homeless person here in my home city, and they're mentally disturbed. They're mentally challenged.
A lot of them are.
And I saw the police fuck this guy up. Some shit was going down. I'm at the Dairy Queen, local Dairy Queen, getting some ice cream with my family. Mm-hmm. And I see like 6 squad cars come up, and I see the homeless guy walking down. I'm like, oh shit, something's going down. And I'm debating to get my cell phone camera out. I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to watch. And then they gently grabbed him, took him down. They're like 8 guys. They had fucking the bulletproof shields. And
one homeless guy needed all this?
You don't know what he's packing. And you don't want to... You got to get them down before you can check them out. So, contrast that to, is it okay to give them money? I don't have a problem with giving them money. And I think my looking at the video is, their form is dog shit. You see that push-up form? That's dog shit.
It's not good.
I laugh at that. And if I'm giving them money at the same time, I'm totally okay with that.
Mm. Okay.
Because here's how I'm looking at it. You're doing a service. If your form is shit, I'm going to laugh at you, and I'm going to tell you your form is shit.
Okay.
And that's why I'm laughing at you.
Is that why they were laughing?
I don't know why they were laughing. Okay. I don't give a fuck. I'm not upset. I'm not a pussy like all these guys online about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not upset about it. I just question whether it's
humane.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It's kind of like one of those gray areas. I don't know what the context... You know, you never know anymore with the shit you see online. There's no context half the time, so I don't know what they're actually making fun of or laughing about.
Here's my problem. It's called fucking common sense. If you're gonna do that and take the video, why the fuck are you posting that shit?
I don't know.
That's where I say don't post that.
Yeah.
That's the problem I have. Yeah, Be smarter about what you're posting.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Moving right along. I gotta get out of that. I don't like this. Like, this is what this guy did, and How do we feel about that? Who gives a fuck? It was 20 years ago and nobody knows about this. Did you see TJ Dillashaw and Stephen Wonderboy Thompson doing their little ad for Van Heusen?
I did not.
They're showing off this MMA Flex collection. It's very reminiscent of the Chuck Norris action jeans.
Uh-huh.
I'll show you a picture. So basically it's this, it's super flexible shit. Uh-huh. And there's a whole video that you can check out online of them like fighting each other. And
oh cool,
it's
some tight ass pants.
But is this seriously? Where's this skinny bullshit?
Conor McGregor wears that stuff.
I know. But is this something we need in the workforce these days? Or no. Do you need to be throwing fucking roundhouse kicks and spinning back kicks?
I'm all for like flexible clothing. I do like that. But I don't know about the skin tight thing. I've seen sometimes I go in the city and I see like these businessy types.
Yeah.
And I feel like the suits are getting more form fitting every year. Yeah. I'm like, dude, how is this fucking comfortable? You're hanging out all day in this outfit. This is like yoga pants. Like I don't understand. Your balls don't get like sweaty or something. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, I just bought a new suit. I don't know when it was. Maybe 6-8 months ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize like how tight the pants were. I was like so concerned about the jacket and the fit and getting it tailored and everything. And I'm like, holy fucker. I'm like, I always have to wear the baggy jeans because my thighs are thick as shit. And I'm like, man, if I fucking walk wrong, I am ripping the shit out of the legs on this.
Yeah, the pants are tight.
Yeah.
Everything is more slim. It's supposed to be slim fit.
So no, I can't do this.
It's great when you're standing up and walking around and you try to sit down or anything. Good luck.
Yeah.
Splitting some seams.
Yes. Let's do... Do you got any other news before this?
The things I have are quite negative. I'm going to skip them.
Okay. So I want to do a follow-up on the Contender Series. So it just wrapped up this season again.
Okay.
I was just saying the best thing on fucking TV as far as combat sports. I'm almost would rather watch that than a regular UFC event. And I'll tell you why. Quick. You're looking at 2 hours, maybe 7 to 9 o'clock.
Yep.
The pacing and the action. So 83% finish rate of the fights.
That's exciting.
33 out of 40 fights were finished. And I'm going to ask you, what do you think the cause of the high finish rate is? Is it because of the smaller cage? Or the hungry fighter is trying to get the UFC contract?
I think it's got to be the smaller cage. Because I don't believe that a prize fighter on a pay-per-view is less hungry than a guy coming in. You know what I mean?
Are you serious?
I think
100% the hungrier guy is more wanting to prove something. Because this is what you've been working for your whole life, right?
Yeah.
And it's not about money. It's not about... It's like what Damian Maia was talking about. Like, why is he sticking to UFC? Because he wants to be a fucking champion. There's a reason why people want to get into the sport. And it's like, their goal is to get into the UFC. And I think sometimes once these guys get there, they fucking coast. And especially when they're a champion. You see some of these guys, Tyron Woodley. He seems like he's coasting.
A little bit.
Who's the other guy? Big Mac guy?
Big Mac? Big Mac?
No, like the Big Macs all the time.
Oh, Johnny Hendricks.
Yeah, thanks.
Those are Baconators from Wendy's. Big difference.
Whatever. Fucking fat burgers. That's all I know.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. But again, right? He gets to be the champion. He's fucking 70% guy.
Yeah.
And how do you learn it? From GSP. GSP
fucked him all up. He gave him brain damage, I think. With those jabs. It's like Josh Koscheck.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
It's horrible. We're going now.
So did we answer that question? I think it's a combination of both, actually. And why doesn't... That's the unfortunate thing. It's like, why doesn't the UFC implement the small cage all the time?
I'd be curious.
We know the finish rate is higher. It's proven out.
What if the finish rate goes up in the cage? I mean, I don't know. I think the hunger is a big factor, but I really think that's less space. Makes a huge impact.
I could agree. I will huge. Agree with that and say it. Maybe it's 60-40.
Okay.
Small cage, 60%, 40% hunger.
Okay.
Fair.
Really? I concur, man.
Okay. So, follow me on this little path.
Leaving breadcrumbs?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I know there's all these celebrities that want to fight in MMA, right?
Uh-huh.
And who was it? 50 Cent was talking some shit, and there's a bunch of other guys. And
Snoop Dogg is training.
Yeah. Like all these guys. Like, okay, cool. And they said that they're going to continue doing Tough and they're going to do the Contender Series. And I think it's moving to ESPN Plus.
Okay.
That's another topic. But the UFC, you know how they just built that big performance institute and their whole facility? They bought the facility next to them that's like 140,000 square feet. They're building a new Tough gym and Contender Series gym in the new place that they just bought. So I'm thinking, you have celebrities, they want to do MMA, why can't we do I don't know if it's a tough for celebrities.
Ooh.
But if you have everything in this new thing, let's just give them some good coaches, give them the nutrition, give them the facility, and then at the end you have all the fucking celebrities fight. They want an MMA fight, do it. It doesn't have to be in this huge thing. I like the little warehouse feel of it. But if you want to do a big fight, that's fine. But you could totally film all that shit.
I agree.
I want to see them training. I want to see them go. It's like, what is that show that Paige VanZant was on? Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Don't they show all the background of them dancing and all that bullshit?
Well, like The Biggest Loser. That's a big show. Same kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, same kind of concept. Right, right. Watching the people work out and all that stuff.
Like Celebrity Deathmatch.
Perfect.
That was the claymation. Yes, it was. MTV. But let's do that. Yeah. Like, they have the facility. They have the technology. Make that shit happen.
Where people can issue challenges.
So then you don't have to see the CM Punk in the fucking UFC on the main card. Put them in the bullshit Celebrity MMA or Celebrity UFC, and then they fight off on like a smaller card, smaller cage.
I don't even find if they have to wear headgear or something. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let them wear a little protection, you know, like an amateur kind of would. I think they have to wear shin guards too as an amateur.
That's fine.
Fine, but I like your concept. It's really cool.
Let's do this.
They're going to do it.
Pride rules, though.
Somebody's...
Pride rules and no pregnancy. Because the fucking... You know all the celebrities are gacked on some stuff.
Uh-huh.
Personal and professional.
Oh, yes. He takes a...
That was a healthy drink.
It was good. I'm going to follow suit.
I'm going to move right along.
What else you got?
That's all I'm looking for. I got a lot of news. It's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
We covered a lot of ground already.
Jesus Christ, Paul Harris! So he's like blowing up my computer screen. Literally
doesn't
incredible.
Even fit on your screen. He's so big.
Alright, so they said former NFL player, he's an all-pro apparently, mm-hmm. Sean Merriman is going to make his combat sports debut in fucking bare-knuckle boxing.
I think he was a linebacker or something, wasn't he?
I don't know.
See? Sounds familiar.
I think you're right. But his debut is going to be in a bare-knuckle boxing match.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's where I want to make my professional debut, is in a fucking bare-knuckle match. Holy shit. And it says he's fighting on the... Here we go. Listen to this name of an organization. World Bare-Knuckle Fighting Federation. World Bare-Knuckle Fighting Federation. Five words. Okay. And he's on the same card with Chris Leben and Phil Baroni.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. They don't have a date set, but his rumor is of October 20th. You all right over there? You're like,
I'm itchy. Something bit me, Bob. Just like that.
Right now? Like one of those creepy crawlies?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Something bit me in the leg. I put my foot down. I'm like, fuck.
Uh-oh.
I'm okay.
That could be down. The hip.
Happy pen.
I don't have one. Okay. I will stab you.
He's going to stab you.
Whatever you need, Ingo, I will do it for you.
Super itchy. Probably a spider, I bet.
But is that what you want to make your debut in?
Well.
CM Punk? Unless you're CM Punk, I think that would have been a better route for him.
Maybe it's exciting to him. It reminds me of the early days of UFC. So it's kind of like has this rawness feel to it, you know? What if this is the beginning of something great?
It is. And speaking of August 25th, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, second show, and guess where it's happening? Mississippi. First one was in Wyoming. Mississippi now legalized it.
Chicago's next.
It might be. So
if
here's,
that happens, we have to go.
Fuck yeah. I want to sit ringside. Bare knuckle.
Chicago,
come on,
Indiana, or Wisconsin, or even...
If you're in the tri-state area.
Michigan, we'd go.
Yes.
If it's all around the Great Lakes, we're good.
We're in good grace. We're in contacts.
Good.
So, Beck Rawlings, Chris Lytle, Joey Beltran, and Charles Bennett fighting on there.
Okay.
Yeah. There's 9 fights. Wow. And again, this is another one. Good pacing, and people are getting fucked up.
What Matt likes to do. He wants to see blood and guts.
I do want to see blood.
Rip his throat out! Fuck him in the throat all!
Like, break his fucking arm! Break it! What are you waiting for? I forgot one fight. I swear to God, that's when I'm up off my chair yelling at the goddamn TV because I want action. I want shit to break.
Break his arm.
Oh, that was fucked.
I think, was that GSP and Dan Hardy? Was that the one you're talking about?
I don't know.
I think so, because remember he couldn't, GSP wouldn't break Hardy's arm, and he could have, and you're just...
That might have been. I do that a lot. When shit's going crazy, I'll get up and start yelling.
Yeah.
What else we got? So, 23andMe I saw Joe Rogan. He just posted his Neanderthal.
He did.
And I like to pronounce it with a T. And I hate how he pronounces it because he always goes Neanderthal. Neanderthal. I like to say thal. So he posted his results. He said his score was 280, which is more than 57% of 23andMe customers. So he's at 280. So I looked at mine just for comparison. I'm at 292.
Yeah, I think mine might quite too.
I'm more than 75% of the 23andMe. My brother is 311.
Oh, really? How'd you find
this? If you go to the 23andMe website, you can check your Neanderthal report. So I wanted to see, like, what the fuck does that mean?
What does it mean?
And they break it down. It says, like, some of your traits may be influenced by having Neanderthal variants. So it's like straight hair, less likely to sneeze after eating chocolate. I don't know why the fuck that's a thing.
That's an odd one.
Less back hair, that's me. And then height, and that's me.
Yeah, so that's weird. I have some, but not a ton. It's just like a little.
But I'm also wondering, like, is the higher that you go on that, like, the more aggressive and more prone you are to liking fighting and combat-type sports?
You think so?
I don't know. I'm just wondering if that's one of the things.
Checking mine right now. See if I can get one again. Carry on. Thinking.
No, I'm pondering that in my head.
Oh, you are?
And I also checked my background again. It's German and UK are the biggest things.
Okay. Yeah, I was from like the Baltic Sea. Baltic Sea or something. I don't know. I don't have mine right handy at this moment, but to check. I think mine was quite high too. I don't know, about 300. That's pretty high.
That's my. I don't know. I don't know what it means. Checkers out. Maybe everyone should just post theirs if you got it. What's your score, and what does that mean? Are you super aggressive?
Are you super aggressive?
Not anymore. I mean, are you aggro? Super. No, I'm more mellow. But you can keep pulling it up. I'll pull up some other shit.
Okay, I'm searching.
So, Pat Barry and Rose Namajunas had some shit to say about Joanna and Jacek. So, Pat was saying, Joanna is fucking herself over by not accepting those losses to Rose.
Okay.
And Rose is out there basically calling Joanna dumb. So what do you make of this now, where Rose is starting to talk shit, where she was the one who was always telling us she wants to be this great martial artist and bring respect back to the game, but now here's her and her boyfriend slash fighter like into talking shit game. It's weird.
You know, it could be trying to sell pay-per-views. It could be I don't, you know, I know that they both are not exactly, mental stability is questionable sometimes.
So I thought she had that, remember, didn't she have that sixth sense of, like, she knew when some shit was going to go down, so yes. She would get out, but she was on that bus when the dolly hit, so.
Something like that.
And, but she was shook.
She was shook. Maybe she has spider sense. Ever think about that?
Hmm.
So.
What did you find out?
I am at 289 on the Neanderthal variant. This is more than 71% of 23.
So you are a serial rapist. Great. Yes. And I'm three higher than you. So yes, does that mean for me?
You're an extra serial rapist.
I don't know what he's talking about. I feel like you're putting words in my mouth.
My iPad is just sucking up energy. It's go.
I just saw it. It's just like
it was at 40% when we, like 5 minutes ago. Now it's at 5.
Would you like a charger?
No, I'm good. I don't need it anyways.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening, but it's weeding the juice.
Seriously, are we done with the Pat Barry and Rose?
We're good.
Okay. UFC 228 poster.
I'm ready.
Ooh. A lot of people are freaking out because you got Woodley versus Till, and Till is towering over Woodley.
Why?
I don't know. A lot of people are freaking out about that. I wanted to check the height, so let's see. Woodley is 5'9", and Till is 6 foot. So is he 3 inches taller?
About, yeah.
No, he looks about 7 or 8 inches.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he look like a giant? That's 3 is my hand. 3 is this.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. That's a little bit dramatic.
I think that you were saying this is the first time someone's ever skied over another fighter. Because if you look at all the other fighters, like, look on the wall, everyone's eye to eye, regardless of how tall they are.
Maybe the UFC's trying to tell us something.
They're racist.
Exactly.
No. No. They don't want fucking Woodley as champion, no. And I get that. And it's not a racist thing.
You got more phone stuff?
I have so much video.
Whoa.
It's been a long week.
It has been.
Here you go. So what else is going on?
Nothing. My iPad's draining juice. I'm trying to figure out why that's happening.
Didn't you just get a new one recently?
iPad?
Yeah.
No, I've had this a while. Some software must be running. I'm guarantee you there's an update that's fucking stuck or something. Or are you, like, infesting my iPad with some disease?
No, you've been serving too much gay porn. No. Hey, did you know that men can fly?
I saw this video the other day.
Oh, hang on. Oh my god! That guy flew like 10 feet! That guy's not playing games.
Oh, I didn't see the rest of the video. Who are these people?
I don't know, I think he's an Uber driver. That's what it looks like to me.
Really?
He ripped his shit up, too. What the fuck?
It's good. That little man got his ass beat. Well, he got launched. Like,
he got fucking launched.
That's crazy. I think that's more disrespectful than getting KO'd. Someone just picks you up and just throws you, like, 20 feet across. Just,
like, wow. like a child. Yeah. Like an infant. Like, what are you, 1 year old?
Yeah.
I could probably throw a 1 year old really far.
Wow.
Really far.
You did not just say that.
I'm just saying, hypothetically. If you are 1 year old, you go, okay, 10 months. 10 months, how far can I throw you?
I don't know.
40 yards. Okay. Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
Alright.
And if I kick you, 28.
That's good.
Alright, here's another video. I wanna know the backstory. I don't know the backstory on this, but
oh dude, I saw this too. Yeah, this is
that, you know what?
There's a longer version of that.
Yeah, it was hard to find because it got pulled down from the original source. But I'll tell you what, this motherfucker never took no Krav Maga because how do you get up? Not like this. You kick that bitch in the knee.
Yeah.
Wow. She's quite juggy.
She was juggy and super strong and very aggro.
I think people were saying the Cleveland Browns were trying to sign her up for fucking the offensive line.
Oh yeah, man.
We're not gonna go undefeated. Wait, they lost, but what's the opposite of undefeated?
We're not going to lose every
defeated.
Game.
Yes. We're not going defeated.
We're not going winless.
Yes.
Winless.
I think that UFC is doing a Where Are They Now for UFC 1.
Uh-huh.
They got all the guys that were on the original show back together. Well, not all of them.
The Tough Show, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, and the crazy thing is, like, I look at this picture, I can almost name everybody in the picture, but there's a couple guys that I don't know their name. So it starts with Josh Koscheck, Sam Holger, Mike Swick, Forrest Griffin, Randy Couture, Loden Sinclair, Chuck Liddell, Stefan Bonner, Nate Quarry, some Russian dude, Alex, I fucking can't remember. Sam Holger, yeah. No, not him. That's that black dude. I don't forget that guy's name. Chris Lieben, Jason Thacker, Diego Sanchez, Kenny Florian, and I forgot that dude's name.
Nice.
But say 90% of them. But then they got them all back together for another picture, and I think they're doing Where Are They Now. But how many more guys are more jacked now than they were before?
A bunch of them.
Chris Lieben sticks way out.
Huge.
Nate Quarry. Kenny Florian's like 100 pounds heavier than he was. Or wait, no, he was fighting at 185 on the show. So he's actually
super
probably
skinny.
The same weight.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of crazy because who's still fighting? Diego Sanchez and Chris Lieben's coming back for his thing,
yeah,
and
else, no.
Liddell no, might yeah. fight again, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And Swick's Jack, but you can't see in the picture.
Yep.
So I think everyone's on TRT at this point.
Gotta be. Yeah. Life is good.
Yeah. But that should be cool to see, because I love the Where Are They Now? So they do those little segments on UFC Fight Pass.
I do like that as well.
So so crazy. It's so many years ago. They're so young. Chuck looks so old. His ears have grown out more.
They grow.
Like, what the hell's going on?
Your ears and your nose don't stop growing, man.
They keep getting just like your dick, right? It keeps growing.
It keeps growing. It gets larger and larger.
What else? Did you see Colby Covington was at the White House with the belt?
No.
Yeah. Oh, see nice. That?
Good for him. He's wearing his
hat. Yeah, apparently Trump is now the interim heavyweight champ, and did they just become best friends?
Apparently so.
Yep. Why not? And he's wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And unfortunately, they're going to strip that belt right from Covington as soon as Till and Woodley fight.
Oh, good. He got a picture with the president.
He did, and that was like his goal in life, right? Mm-hmm. Get picture, get paid. So I'm just going to skip along. We're going to go right to Astronauts. Okay. Moving. Astronauts, take a drink.
Oh, are we doing Tweet of the Week?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Man, something really fucking bit me. I'm dying.
Here, I'm going to punch you in the arm. You'll totally forget about that. No, I won't. All right, we'll start with Heron Gracie. He says, I'm having a party in my mouth. I'm only inviting acai and granola. That's how they like to say it. I would say acai.
Yeah.
Start there. Robert Frank, when you're jacked and juicy, the hoes get loosey.
Okay.
Matt Chrisman, jamming 6 straws in my dick hole and jacking off like a minigun.
That's pretty good.
I don't know what that
means. I like that.
And then this one's a 3-parter, so you gotta follow me. So Robbie Fox, he works at Barstool Sports. He's a huge Conor McGregor fan. He's been giving Khabib Nurmagomedov all sorts of fucking shit along the way. So he says, so I've just been alerted that Team Khabib is not only aware of who I am, but that he's none too pleased with what I've said about him, his father, and his camp over the past few weeks. Allegedly, he's legitimately very angry about it all. Follow-up tweet. I don't understand how some people can't separate jokes from truthful, serious statements, but here we are. So, to get real for a second, because I definitely don't want to piss off the wrong people, I'm going to apologize. Third tweet. To absolutely nobody, fuck you, Team Khabib, fuck your father, your camp, and anybody that rides with you. On October 6th, you face your day of reckoning. Your greatest nightmare becomes a reality. You'll be put to sleep in one. See you in Vegas, you bitch.
Wow.
That's pretty ballsy. That's
a lot of shit.
He got a lot of likes and 8 on that, on the same one. And he looks like he's 85 pounds and, like,
yeah.
Skinny as fuck. He ain't beating anybody's ass.
I like this.
A lot of respect for that kid.
Ballsy. I like it.
So which one you got?
I gotta go with that last one.
I'm with you.
I gotta go with it. He's got some balls of steel.
Yeah. It's funny as fuck.
It is.
And he was in... Oh, God. What the hell sign was he holding up while ESPN... I think Ariel Helwani is trying to interview Connor's lawyers after he got up, and he's got, like, a free Connor sign, and the camera keeps panning to try to put him on the shot, and he kept putting his free Connor sign in. And he had a megaphone, and he was yelling all sorts of shit, and the police came over and like, listen, you talk on that microphone or the megaphone one more time, we're gonna fucking arrest you. And then 10 minutes later, he brought it back out and got out there. They fucking wrote him a citation. So good on that guy.
Yeah.
Making it happen. Don't let the police hold you down, my man.
What can they give us?
All respect.
They can't arrest him.
I forgot what they fucking... Some trumped up charge on using the
megaphone. Disorderly conduct or something.
Yeah. Yeah, some bullshit, but...
Trumped up charges.
Good on him. Moving along. My laptop keeps acting up. So it's just kind of
happening. Maybe your internet. My internet
was down yesterday, so for a couple hours. If you could fight one movie character, who would it be?
Me?
Yeah.
Ooh. One movie character?
Yep.
I'm going to have to go with what's his face?
Daniel Day-Lewis?
No.
You're out of your fucking mind?
Not Daniel Day-Lewis.
In
what?
That scary movie. The gangs in New York.
Oh, that's a crazy one.
You gonna fight that guy?
Am I gonna lose?
I'm gonna
win.
It's up to you. You're right.
Gonna be fine. It's gonna be fun. I'm gonna have to go with Keanu Reeves in the recent.
Son of a bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. He's the
Point Break.
No, not Point Break. He was a cop in
Bill and Ted's.
No, the recent movie where he was the contract killer and they killed his dog. Yeah. What the hell is it? He made two movies.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of the movie.
I'm gonna let you fight this one.
He knows what they are.
The Matrix?
No, not the. Actually, that'd be cool. But no, the Matrix. Fuck. What the hell is it? Man, I can't think.
JW.
Jack White.
John Wick.
John Wick. That's okay. It. Thank you. I'd fight him, cause it'd be cool. Cause he knows jiu-jitsu. That'd be a cool fight
scene. He knows a lot of shit.
It'd be a cool fight scene.
It would.
We could kill each other with pencils. It'd be a double murder at the end. It'd be like the greatest fight scene in the history. It would be a 45-minute chase fight scene. That's the whole movie.
And I'll walk by at the end and pick up your glasses, put them on, and walk away.
That's right. Yeah, shed a little tear.
I will. Just one.
Exactly.
I won't whack off.
No.
Until I get home.
Okay, nice.
I may fuck your dead corpse.
Wow. Jesus, okay.
Just in case. I make sure I've got all bases covered.
This is getting crazy.
So, you know who I'm going to fight? The fucking Wicked Witch of the West from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, nice.
That cunt used to haunt me as a child. I was so scared of her. But I had these... crazy nightmares with her where I used to wake up...
She was blowing you?
Yes, of course. Okay. It was super crazy.
Those
like
teeth?
We got crazy. I was like fucking six. Okay. But I loved it.
Okay.
There's something about a witch's nose, working it into your belly.
Uh-huh.
No, but I would wake up and I couldn't move. And her fucking head would be posted on the top of my doorway. Wow. And she'd be talking all sorts of smack to me as a kid.
Wow.
And you imagine, you wake up and you see the fucking head of the witch up there talking shit and you can't move.
Just sleep paralysis?
I just fucked you up, you can't move! And then she's talking shit for like another 10 minutes, I can't do a goddamn thing!
Sleep paralysis, I bet you had that.
Maybe at that time, yeah. But it wasn't like a one-time thing. And now I have to, the only thing I could do was yell, and I'd fucking wake my mom up and she'd come in.
Oh.
I'm like, I can't fucking move and I'm awake and that fucking bitch is up there fucking talking to me.
That's a thing, night terrors, yeah, that's a thing. You probably had that.
It was bad. I'd fuck that bitch up with her. I would do it Daniel Cormier style, that red ruby slipper.
I know what to get you for your birthday now.
What?
I'm going to get you like a hired Wicked Witch of the West that you can beat the shit out of.
Don't tempt me. I'm like grinding my teeth right now because I'm fucking
ready to just kill that thing.
I'll fuck that bitch up.
Nice.
Bitch, witch.
Ooh, I'll forever. Make it even more interesting. I'll make her hot underneath, so like you smack her a couple times and then the wig falls off and then she's really hot and you can fuck her. You like that idea?
So how thick is she?
I'm talking like cyborg thick. What if it's the cyborg? That's the ultimate birthday gift. The cyborg dressed up as the Wicked Witch.
No, because I want to get like. It's gonna get too violent. That's the problem.
She can defend herself.
No, it's gonna get hurt.
Okay.
If she's Wicked Witch, she has no chance. No can defending.
Okay.
No can defend.
That's right.
I don't care who you are.
It's like a Ronda Rousey armbar. Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Moving right along. Stephen Paulins. Would you rather see a brutal knockout or an all out war that goes to decision?
I like the war. Way more entertaining.
Uh-huh. I agree. And I think about Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
I watch him fight 100,000 times.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I actually think that's the next fight. Win or lose for McGregor and win or lose for Diaz, I almost guarantee that's the next fight that happens. The question is what weight class? I don't know.
170.
65 for the belt.
65?
New weight class. Well, GSP is talking about that one. 65 for the belt, Connor. If Connor wins, 65 for the belt. Do you think Sage Northcutt will ever win a title?
No.
What the fuck's going on over here? I never get fucking texts. Sorry, it is. And how much potential does he actually have? Sage Northcutt for a title?
I think he's going to fade into obscurity here.
I agree. I think he's just a pretty boy. Who likes to post pictures of himself with these shredded abs.
Yes, he makes a better fitness model than an MMA fighter.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the Paige VanZant style of MMA. If you could create any fight in any city in the world, where would you watch it ringside and where would it be? Such as McGregor versus Khabib in Dublin.
I like that one, but I like it in Russia too. What would I do? I would do.
I like, we were just talking, I was like, McGregor versus Diaz, but I want it in fucking Hawaii, in some sort of an outdoor
in a volcano
stadium. I want fucking fire dancers, like people spinning fire, and hula chicks, and a big-ass luau,
like
and
that.
Fucking pigs, and poi, tastes like shit, but I smear it on my nipples.
Poi?
Yeah. Just in case.
I like that idea.
Or somebody said,
about to fight, not the nipples.
Right. Hey, whatever gets in your way. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that. I can't think of anything better, actually. Okay.
Poi on nipples? Great. Yes. Sold! Give that man his poi. Huh? Remo Chavo will close it out. It's time! # Nuts Roll. # Matt Rape Train. # Ingo Sugar Daddy. What is the best and worst purchase you've ever made?
Best purchase I ever made? Oh, I have something horrible to say.
Oh, no. It's so sexual. It's chocolate and flavor.
I'll be up. My divorce. That was the best purchase
snap.
I ever made.
That's super expensive. I'm going to take a pass.
Every penny. Every penny it was worth it. The worst purchase I ever made? Yeah. I'm going to leave that one alone. It's related to that divorce, though.
But I think the best purchase was an infrared sauna. I use that motherfucker so often, at least 5 times a week, and ever since day one I bought it in their fucking single man sauna. Naked, sweating. Making it happen. Worst purchase? It's probably just when my vehicle breaks down or it gives me an error code like I just did recently. It's like, blah, 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 it's wrong, and I buy all these parts, and then the error code goes off, and now I have all these parts, and I'm past my return window. I'm like, oh, god damn it. Just put those in the closet.
You could probably resell them.
I could, but I'd just keep them, because what if they fucking... This thing happened twice. Like, I had this one error code happen, bought all the shit, error code went off, returned all the shit, and the error code came back on, bought all the shit again to do the repair, error code went off, like... I was gonna put that over there for now. $100 worth of shit.
Smart man.
And a cell phone falls into both of those categories, a smartphone. Because I remember the days of the flip phone and I was so happy. Everybody else had their goddamn iPhones. I was like, fuck all you guys, I don't know what you're talking about. And I got my hands on a smartphone and I was like way behind everybody else. And I should have been way ahead of everybody else.
Mobile porn.
Holy shit.
Life changing.
Yes. Camera phone. What fictional character would be the most boring to meet in real life?
Fictional character?
Yeah. It's not like movie person. That's character in a movie.
Weird question. Probably Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was on my list. He's so...
I don't like Spider-Man.
Not a fan. I was going to say Napoleon Dynamite. I don't get that movie.
I thought it was hilarious. Really?
Yeah, I tried again. I cannot get it. If you had to change your name, what would your new name be, and why would you choose that name?
My new name.
I'd go with Nancy McFuckstick, so you don't know if I'm coming or going.
Nice. My name would just be Julio.
Yeah? Why?
I don't know, because it sounds
you like
cool.
Julio?
I kind of do.
You should go with one name, just Julio.
That's it. Just
and you got to do that like hand gesture when
Julio.
You say it. Julio.
Exactly. So it always had a cool ring to it. I don't know.
Right, cool.
We could wear a sombrero.
Good for you. Fuck, marry, kill. Celebrity edition number 13.
I hope you hooked us up this time.
Celebrity is over 50.
Oh, boy.
He's in the wheelhouse.
That's not what I meant, sir.
No, he is. Marissa Tomei.
Oh, dude, I was just talking about Marissa Tomei.
She did look terrible in Spider-Man.
I had a thing for her for a long time when I was younger.
I'm
taking that.
What the hell was that other movie she was in? She was in The Wrestler. And that's where she was doing a stripping.
Oh, yeah. I like her.
Juicy.
Always have.
Mary Louise Parker, Weeds.
Weeds. She's not bad. She's got like that mom bod thing going on.
A spridge, sir. And then Nicole Kidman. Ages on her.
It's never that into her.
Ages on her.
I'm going to have to kill her. Sorry.
I'll agree.
Not into that.
Ages on her.
This is a tough call between these two.
Yep.
Really tough. I think I'm going to have to... marry Mary Louise Parker strictly because of the weeds thing. I'm guessing she's got a lot of connections. We're going to go with that role. We're going to fuck Marissa Tomei. Are we in agreement?
We're in agreement on this one, actually, because you know why? Marissa Tomei is way too skinny now. When you saw her in Spider-Man, I was like, ooh, that's looking a little bit gross to me. I like thick.
Mary Louise Parker's got a little thick.
Yes, short thick. Good.
Plus she's a drug dealer.
You know, she'll hook you up. That's right. Got any knowledge?
Nothing to do this week.
We gotta go back to the phone. We got another phone friend. Nice. Gotta hook in another video. A lot of video this week.
That's Matt with his giant icons on his iPhone. His icons are so big, there's like two rows.
I know what you're talking about. Hey. So, I'll give you... I know we talked about the human punching bag a couple weeks ago, where some person was teeing off, but...
Oh!
Here's the human punching bag part two! And then she'll finish it off with a nice kick.
Ooh.
That is solid.
It's a solid ass.
It doesn't even bounce. That's the crazy thing. Because you think about like a non-taut ass. When it gets punched, it's like blah, 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 blah. That thing is so solid. There's no blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, some girls have this very firm ass. Like you smack it and it's just like hitting the side of a wall.
And then another one's like a goddamn waterbed.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that about?
I don't know. I'm not sure which one I like better. I think the firm ass is quite nice.
I can go either way.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of things and bodies and curves.
Variety is always good.
Yes. Right. It's, what do they call it? The
spice of life?
Yes, thank you.
See? Well, sometimes my brain works. Pepper. Pepper?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Spice of life.
Yes.
Okay. That's it. Shut down.
That has been this week's edition of My Nuts. My name's Ingo Wiggle.
Oh, no. That's talking crazy shit over there.
Cardful.
Yeah. Matt Griffith, thanks for playing. Figure it out later.
That's bad.